from that light. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today for our weekly show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, right here on 88.3 FM every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. We focus here on practical tools to live happier and healthier lives, to feel better in body, mind, and in spirit, and to begin living from our highest selves, from the God spark that lives inside each of us, because that's what changes our lives for the better. Our passion here is personal growth and spiritual evolution, on exploring spirituality without talking about religion, and sharing the countless ways to reclaim our God-given power to heal ourselves and our world, to grow in the ways that we want to help one another live a better life. We know that we are divinely created beings, blessed with free will, and that we can consciously choose to become healthier and happier through the power of that divinity that lives within us. Each week, we share simple, practical ways to do that. Often, all that's really required is to discover and then release the internal, often subconscious, thoughts and feelings that have blocked our connection with the divine source of all life. I call the source of life God, or Great Spirit, or universal energy. It doesn't matter really what you call it, but it really does matter that you call on it. So we hope that you and all of your friends join us here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can discover your own inner divinity and begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a spiritual life coach with decades of counseling experience, and my passion is sharing what I've learned about healing pain, about living a happier and more peaceful life, about feeling connected with the divine power that lives inside each and every one of us, and how God can and does heal pain and suffering. My co-host is Pat Meyer, a life coach with many years of clinical experience, who is also a survivor and knows firsthand how faith in the divine source of life itself can heal all of our woundedness. Each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. Our intention here is to provide you with the tools and the inspiration to begin experiencing wholeness in mind, in body, and in spirit. Through much experience, Pat and I know that divine spirit is alive in each and every one of us. We know that because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body, it dies. Until then, we have that God spark, that source of life itself, and all the loving power it holds, living right inside of us. And through willingness and faith, we have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we may have been experiencing. We know this because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. So we hope you join us here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM, or online at WAIF883.org as we tap into the power, the beauty, and the divine love that lives within and all around us. There's never really anything we need to get or gain in order to experience wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of that has blocked our awareness of already having that God spark, that source energy, that divine unconditional love right inside of us. That divine power is ours to use for all things good, but only when we claim it with humility and with thankfulness. We want to thank you so much for listening. There's also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on Facebook. And feel free to contact me through my websites, which is just my name, louisadyer.com or louisadyer.net. And every week we begin the show with a little music to help uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a better harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it begins to feel more strongly the divine spirit which animates the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes and hope you stick around for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy. Woo!
goodness. Hello, all you beautiful spirits. That, of course, was Carrie Newcomer singing, If Not Now, Tell Me When. And before that, we heard Here to Hear singing Three Little Birds. If you're just now joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and spiritual life coach, and my co-host is Pat Meyer, and she's running the soundboard for us here today. Hey, Pat, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks.
Wonderful. Our show every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern is called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And what we do here on this show is we focus on being happier and healthier. And we do that by tapping into the source of life itself, that source that lives inside each and every one of us. I call that God or Great Spirit or Universal Flow. I personally don't think it matters what you call it. I think it matters only that you call on it. Because whatever you call that spark, that consciousness of life itself, that's what gives life to our bodies. And that's where power and beauty and unconditional love, it's where it all comes from. Because it is life itself, and it's that divine essence. It lives inside of us. And when we can welcome our connection with that divine spark of life, we begin to wake up. We begin to know who we are in a new way, in a different way, and life looks different. And we're going to talk about just how that happens, because everything, because of that divine essence that's in everything, everything is connected with everything else. And so that's what we're really going to focus on today, about how that's so and how we can use that to really begin to trust not only ourselves but life itself. And before we get into that talk, Pat is going to give us a public service announcement, and then we're going to tell you about underwriting on WAIF. So, Pat?
Grailville is owned and operated by the Grail, an international movement of women in 18 countries working for social transformation. Grailville is located in Loveland, Ohio, and offers programs on ecology, spirituality, feminism, the arts, and social justice. For more information on the programs offered at Grailville, call 513-683-2340 or check out their website at www.grailville.org.
Wonderful. Thank you, Pat. And you want to tell folks about underwriting on WAIF?
I sure would. Do you have a business that you would like to underwrite on WAIF, WAIF? We offer very cost-friendly rates. We can target your underwriting to any show that you choose. Call one of our underwriting experts today at 513-351-1538 or 513-226-5585. And find out how you can get your business information to our listeners. The cost of underwriting is very affordable. You can underwrite and still stay within your budget. WAIF, WIF, will help you reach our community with your message. You will be helping your business as well as this great radio station. WAIF 88.3, what radio is meant to be.
Amen to that. Thank you very much, Miss Pat. So how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just really enjoying this awesome weather.
I know. It's beautiful out. All the spring green. And I did not know that magnolias bloomed this far north. And I see magnolias blooming everywhere.
I didn't even know that either.
They're gorgeous. For all you southern folks who know where I'm from, it's sort of like, feels like old home week or something to me to see all these magnolias blooming everywhere. It's pretty cool. But anyway, what we're talking about today is this interconnectedness of all life. And what I want to really be sure that I say before we get into that discussion is the reason that so many spiritual teachers throughout all time have said that we are one is because, and actually scientists have now proven this for the last 100 years, there's really, literally, one energy in the whole entire universe that everything is made out of. And that energy is in everything. And everything is in that energy as well. And so, in my opinion, quantum physics has now proven that God exists, which I think is just very, very cool because I love science and I've always been a mystic. And when those two come together, it makes me very happy. So there are three enlightened beings, let's call them, on the planet that I really adore their writings, and I've worked with all of them, and they just were all amazing. Well, actually, David Hawkins, Dr. David R. Hawkins, he left the world, he left the planet, I should say, last year. But he wrote a series of books called Power versus Force that I've talked a great deal about on the show. And Byron Katie is another enlightened being, and her website is thework.com. And Katie developed this, I guess you would say, a method of inquiring into your thoughts so that you can discover that a whole lot of what you're suffering is coming from are untrue thoughts. And Katie is just an amazing human being. If you ever have a chance to work with her, or if you want to read a book that will tell you how to deal with your own negative thinking, I highly would recommend her first book, which is called Loving What Is. And the third person I think more people are familiar with, and his name is Eckhart Tolle, and a lot of people have read his books, The Power of Now and A New Earth, and Oprah actually helped make him very famous because he and Oprah did a 10-week video series where Oprah's team actually developed the technology to have 50 to 100,000 people online at the same time watching this video and interacting. It was pretty powerful. And so I want to read a quote, actually, from David R. Hawkins that sort of sums up what we're talking about today. And what Hawkins says is, nothing moves or acts independently of the entire universe. In absolute concordance, all lives, moves, and has its existence in the absolute perfection, beauty, and harmony of all that is. Now, if you think about that, that's a pretty profound statement. Nothing moves or acts independently of the entire universe. Now, that of right there is very important because he's not saying that we're not individuals and we're not don't have free will and we're not acting independently. It's just that everything we do, think, say, feel, are, is connected with everything else in the universe because we can't be separate from all that is. If God is everywhere, in everything, all the time, then there is nothing that is outside of God. And I, of course, think of the universe as God. Life is God. I mean, that universal, that divine essence, that spark that gives us life, as soon as it leaves, then the body is what we call dead. So that essence, everything is in it, and it's in everything. And so there's nothing that can be outside of that. So everything in the universe is interconnected with everything else. And there is a harmony. There is a perfection in everything. Because of that harmony and because of that oneness, what Dr. Hawkins talks about a great deal is that how we perceive what is going on in the world depends on our perspective. It depends on who we are and what we think and feel and believe. Because if I have a certain consciousness level and I see something happening, then I'm going to think a particular thing about it. But if I have a different consciousness level, whether higher or lower, and I see that same thing happening, then I'm going to think something very different about it. And that's just the way the world is constructed. And, you know, the way Eckhart Tolle says that, that I think is pretty profound is, and this is a quote, I think, from A New Earth. He says, stop looking outside for scraps of pleasure or fulfillment, for validation, security, or love. You have a treasure within that is infinitely greater than anything the world can offer. And, you know, that's what we're doing every week here on the show, is we're talking about that inner divinity, because it's through that inner divinity that we can become aware of this larger interconnectedness that Hawkins was talking about in the quote before. It makes life feel very different when we understand that there is this larger pattern and purpose to everything that's happening. I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but I certainly have, where, you know, I've looked back at something that I would have called tragic or difficult or challenging, and I have been able to see how it was perfect, that that thing that happened that I would have called so horrible at the time, if it hadn't happened, then this wonderful place where I am right now, I wouldn't be here. So looking back, I can see the perfection of everything. And, you know, after having worked as a counselor for 30 years and talked with thousands of people about it, I've heard that same story from a lot of those people, is that if you look back at something tragic and you can see how either the event itself or your reactions to that event brought you, it either gave you the strength to get to where you are or it set up the conditions that led you to where you are, either way, you would not be who and where you are if every single thing that has happened in the past hadn't happened. You wouldn't be where you are right now. So if you're in a great place, then it's easy to look back and say, well, all those terrible, horrible things were actually good because they brought me to where I am right now. And if you're in a not so good place, then you have power. You can go, oh, well, if all those things brought me to where I am now and I don't like this place, then I have the power to bring myself to a different place. What do you think about that, Pat?
Well, I was just thinking as you were speaking, I actually had the pleasure of being in a workshop with Byron Katie once.
Oh, wonderful.
At New Thought Unity Church here in Cincinnati. And I stood up and thought I had a very profound question to ask, of course. Something about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she just looked at me. And when I think of Byron Katie, it's really about, it's not good or bad. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that we're human and it's all good. It's all, it just is what it is.
Right.
So when you were talking about that, I was thinking of Byron Katie and her, really, it just is what it is.
Right. Well, Byron Katie is, anybody who's ever worked with her knows that she is the queen of, like, really wonderful little quips. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite of hers is that when you argue with reality, you will lose, but only 100% of the time. I love that.
I mean, and how fickle we are, you know, but it's just our mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I actually have a quote from Katie that says something like that. And the quote is this. She says, "The world is perfect. As you question your mind, this becomes more and more obvious. Mind changes, and as a result, your world changes. A clear mind heals everything that needs to be healed. It can never be fooled into believing that there is one speck out of order."
I just wanted to say also, I was thinking I was really blessed to be able to be around it. What I consider an enlightened person in the 80s and 90s in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been a meditator ever since then. And that's a great way to develop a practice, to become the observer.
Yeah.
And to have that awareness that it's all is what it is. It's perfect. And when our thoughts start going, we can see that they're just thoughts.
Right. Well, you know, one of the most powerful things that happened for me with Byron Katie was that when I got to work with her, I was a real ecological environmental activist, and I was so distressed about the pollution that's in our world, and I was also very distressed about war and people hurting one another, and I mean, I was distressed about a lot of things, and I was just ranting and raving and had been an activist for a long time, and when I worked with her, she said, "You got to pick one thing to start with," because I had a number of things I was just raising Cain about. And what was really surprising to me is that what Katie has you do is she has you write down what your judgments are of other people. And then she gets your mind to see how those judgments are just wrong or erroneous thinking, and that's what's causing your suffering. Well, I had already known by the time I worked with her that somebody else was never my problem. I was my problem. I already knew that. And so, but she wouldn't let me work on my own self. She's like, but I'm like, I don't have a problem with judging other people. And so we talked a little bit, and she figured out really quickly, but I did have a real problem judging institutions like the American Medical Association or the American Psychological Association or, you know, certain types of religion or just big in the drug companies. It's like I had a lot of judgments about that. So she let me work on that. And so what we wound up working on was this idea that what we finally broke it down to was people should not pollute. And Katie was so sweet. So she said, so that's really the bottom line, right? People should not pollute. I said, absolutely. She said, is that true? I said, absolutely, that's true. People should not pollute. That is, I went off. She goes, just yes or no, honey. Just yes or no. So I said, yes, absolutely. People should not pollute. Well, she knew from having talked to me my spiritual beliefs and how I thought of God and everything. And she said, so can you know for sure, like, from God's perspective, that all this pollution that's happening isn't the perfect thing that could be happening for whatever it is that's going to happen next? Can you actually know for sure the mind of God? Can you know for sure that people polluting is not part of God's grand plan? Well, that threw me for a loop. I'm like, well, yeah. I was back and forth, and she's like, just yes or no, honey. I love Katie. So what she showed me is that me thinking people should not pollute when I did not know if that were true or not, because I couldn't say, what I wound up telling her is that I knew 99% for sure that people should not pollute, but I couldn't say 100% that I knew God's plan. So she said, so when you have that thought, people should not pollute, how do you feel? Well, I felt horrible. I felt, and I was angry, and I was sad, and I was upset. And she had me imagine who I would be without the thought. And that was a really hard thing to do, to imagine being without that thought. But when I did imagine being without the thought, people should not pollute, suddenly I felt free, and I felt like, suddenly I could see what I could do to make a difference because I wasn't so caught up in being angry and resentful and bitter about it. It was amazing. And so from that day, which was I think maybe in 2000 or something like that, I am still very much of an activist, but I don't do it from a place of anger or despair or grief. I do it now from a place of love and a place of really wanting to make a positive difference rather than wanting to go bang people's heads together because they're not doing it right.
It sounds like you're coming from a place of non-attachment.
Yeah, yeah, you could definitely say that.
Because you've been set free.
Yeah, Katie definitely helped set me free.
Awesome.
So I'm gonna do read this quote again before we hear a little bit of music because I want to leave you with this idea and this whole interdependence, interconnectedness, the understanding and the reality that we really are all one. Not that we're not individuals, not that we don't have free will, but that we're all part of this one energy. And the way David Hawkins says it, nothing moves or acts independently of the entire universe. In absolute concordance, all lives, moves, and has its existence in the absolute perfection, beauty, and harmony of all that is. That means that there is purpose and perfection in everything that's happening. And when we know that, we feel a whole lot better than when we don't. When we know that, we have power. When we know that, we begin to be in flow and in harmony with that divine source of life instead of being against it. And so to inspire us, we're going to hear a little bit of music. This is Spirit Speak to Me, cut number 7 from Jody Solon's CD by the same name, Spirit Speak to Me.
Thank you.
Speak to Me. Isn't that beautiful? Jody Saland, title cut from her Spirit Speak to Me CD. I just want to welcome back all you beautiful spirits. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. We want to thank you so much for listening. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. My co-host is Pat Meyer. And we are your host here every Wednesday for Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. It is a show from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday that focuses on spirituality and personal growth, on really practical ways to live happier and more peaceful lives. When we live from that deepest, truest, highest self, then what happens is we begin to reclaim the vitality that I think of as our birthright. And when we live from our deepest truth, then that happens automatically. So that's what we're doing every week on this show, is just giving you thoughts and methods and tools to help you do that. And today in particular, we are talking about the interconnectedness of all life and how that one power is in you and in me. And because of it, we have the power to change our lives. We have the power inside of us to be unhappy or to be happy. And a lot of it is our choice. And I don't mean happy in like, ha-ha, you know, fake happy. I mean to really feel alive and joyful and connected. That's what I mean. So I want to read you another quote from Byron Katie. We were talking about Katie earlier. And this is from her first book called Loving What Is. Four questions that can change your life. Katie says, as long as you think that the cause of your problem is out there, as long as you think that anyone or anything is responsible for your suffering, the situation is hopeless. It means that you are forever in the role of victim, that you're suffering in paradise. What she means by that, of course, is that you have not only the power, but the right and the choice to stop that suffering just by recognizing that your problem is never out there. Any suffering that we have is always coming from inside of us, because as soon as we change our minds about it, then we no longer have the suffering. But I want to go back to what Hawkins was saying earlier, because he was saying very clearly that everything that happens, happens in concordance with everything else in the universe, meaning everything is interconnected. So I want to be sure that we don't get into the place of blaming ourselves for being in whatever place we happen to be stuck in, if we are, because blaming ourselves is just more of the same thing. We didn't get into a bad state of affairs because we wanted to. Nobody suffers because they decided, oh boy, I think I want to suffer now. It's like, we just don't do that. We do that because we were programmed to do that by whatever happened to us in our lives, by what we've heard other people say, what we've watched on TV, what we've thought inside our own minds based on all of that. So we are never the victim of anybody else. But we have to be careful that we don't make ourselves the victim of our own self. I know that's been my biggest issue in this healing process that I've gone through my whole life. I learned a long time ago not to blame other people. But it took me a long time to learn not to blame myself. Because it's like, I should have known better than that. Well, no. That's the other thing Katie says, and said to me a number of times, actually, when we were working together, is that when you know better, you do better. Everybody's doing the best that they can. And pretty much every spiritual teacher throughout time has told us that everybody is doing the best that they can. So whatever it was I did in the past that I don't want to do anymore, I don't have to beat myself up about it. The place to start is self-love and self-forgiveness and say, okay, now I choose something new.
And I also think that accepting that there is suffering and pain, that if we can welcome it and say hello to it, sit down beside me, not that you want it to stay, but that's a part of, you know, healing, and that's a part of growth.
It is.
And any saint or martyr, any enlightened person has been through suffering.
Yeah.
On their spiritual path.
And usually it's the ones who have suffered the most who wind up being the most enlightened, because it is the depth of that suffering that actually will bring you to a place of saying, I'm not doing this anymore. I cannot. I must surrender this.
I think of that saying, what you resist will persist.
Yeah.
If you can surrender to it and accept it, that's when it will begin to dissolve.
Right. Well, you know, I think Carl Jung, who in my opinion was the greatest psychiatrist that ever lived, and according to David Hawkins, he's the only genius and certainly the only psychologist that has ever calibrated over a level of 500, which is the level of love. He actually transcended the trap of the mental field and actually moved into the space of actual, real love. And Carl Jung, I can't remember the quote verbatim, but it was something like, you don't become enlightened by focusing on the light. You become enlightened by facing the darkness. And I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, there was some quote I saw recently, probably on Facebook, of stars. It's like stars shine in the dark.
Yeah.
How can we shine in the dark?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We still have that light within us.
Well, and I think that's really the power of what we're talking about here today, is because there is perfection in the universe, we don't ever have to be afraid of that darkness, whether it's inside of us or whether it's outside of us. We don't have to be afraid of the darkness. If we meet it with love, then the power of love itself will give us the courage, will give us the wisdom, will give us, help us find the faith to bring love to that darkness. And it's just like if you bring light into a darkened room, the darkness goes away. The same thing is if you bring enough love into fear, the fear goes away, because they don't exist together.
For me, it really helped to have a higher being or a higher power. Everyone has their own belief. For me, it was God, but I know for some people,
yeah,
it might be something else. And where I could keep turning it over and handing it over to take it.
Right.
Comfort me, you know, and feel that blanket of comfort.
Right. Well, and I think that's why throughout human history, we've had a belief in God. We've had faith in God. We believe in something that's bigger than ourselves because we've experienced, because we can see it or feel it or know it in some way. And actually, it was also Carl Jung who said when he was attempting to treat alcoholism, he's the one who said, psychiatry, psychology can't treat this. There needs to be a spiritual solution. And it was him who sent, not Bill W., but whoever the other guy's name is, who I always forget, but he wound up working with Bill W. And Jung told them that it had to be a spiritual solution, that there had to be a surrender to something larger.
Transcendence.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing how similar the paths of psychology and spirituality are.
Yeah.
Because it's about growth.
Right.
However, spirituality is about transcendence. So it's a higher transformation.
Well, it's about it. It's about the internal relationship and the internal shift from wherever to wherever.
Okay. I like it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I want to read one more quote by Katie, and then I have to give you a couple of announcements. Katie says, placing the blame or judgment on someone else leaves you powerless to change your experience. Taking responsibility for your beliefs and judgments gives you the power to change them. So I just want to leave you with that thought. Because there is perfection in the universe, because everything in the universe is part of everything else, the power is always there. It's just about whether or not you are going to reach for it. So we are almost out of time today. It's amazing to me how fast an hour actually goes. So before we close out today, I want to make sure that I tell you about a couple of resources that are available. And I also want to extend an invitation to anyone who would like to share a story about an aha moment, about a time when suddenly, because of a situation or a thought or another person even, that you went from believing one thing to believing something else and it changed your whole life. If you've had an awakening or any particular thing, like I was talking about before, how I used to get so distressed about what's going on in the world, and now I understand that if I stay centered and calm about it, I can have a lot more positive results in terms of taking action on that than if I'm upset about it. So that's what I mean. If you have a story of your own transformation or transcendence, as Pat was talking about, then we would love to hear your story on the radio. And one of the easiest ways to get a hold of us is to go to the Facebook page for this show, which is the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, on Facebook, and interact on that page. Tell us what you'd like about the show, what you'd like to hear on the show. But get in touch with us, and let's find out if you would like to share your story on the radio. We can do that by phone, or you can come in the station if you're in the area. I also want to let you know that on my websites, which is just my name, LouisaDyer.com, LouisaDyer.net, on the LouisaDyer.com website, there is a free higher self guided meditation that if you think or feel that you want some help in getting in touch with that spirit inside of you, that inner divinity, that if you need some help getting present, grounded in your own self so that you can connect with that core that lives in your heart, there is a free guided meditation on that LouisaDyer.com website that can help you do that. So I would invite you to download that and listen to that and use it however you would like to. So there are a lot of resources out there, and I just want to make sure that everyone knows that there are so many tools available. We live in amazing times. We live in times where whatever it is that you need, you can probably find it by going online. If you want to live a happier, healthier life, there are a lot of free tools that you can use to do that. And there's also a lot of help that isn't free, that is more specialized if you need that. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows about that. So Pat and I really both hope to see you back here next week from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. And we are going to close out today's show with our theme song, which is God Is by Faith Rivera. And I really hope you enjoy this song as much as I do. And we will see you back here next week. Have a great week, everybody. Where I am.